This is the Dallas Morning News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's Monday, March 11th. It will be mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 70. Expect clear skies tonight with a temperature of 52. Here are today's headlines. To battle shortages and support future teachers, the University of Texas at Arlington received $1.25 million in federal funds to help students pursuing degrees in special education. The five-year grant will fund 6 students per year and cover 100% of in-state tuition, fees, and other costs, such as textbooks, housing, and childcare needs. Texas has faced a shortage of special education teachers for decades, which leaves many students with disabilities without services and support. Last school year, 702,785 public school students were enrolled in special education programs, nearly 13% of all students, according to state data. But only 36,110 teachers served such students, resulting in a 1-teacher-to-every-19 students ratio. Students with disabilities are not only those with visible disabilities, but also those with invisible ones such as dyslexia and emotional disturbances. When such students don't receive services in school, not only do they fall behind academically, but it also places them at risk for dropping out. UTA's special education program focuses on removing barriers to students wanting to pursue teaching careers and who will fill the shortage gaps. As part of the scholarship program, students will receive one-on-one mentoring and attend professional development opportunities, such as conferences. The program will award 3 scholarships for undergraduate students and 3 for graduate students each year over the course of the grant. Next up, the east and westbound Addison Airport toll tunnel will be closed to traffic nightly through early next month as tunnel upgrades get underway. The closure runs from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. through April 5th. The North Texas Toll Authority is upgrading the lighting along with cleaning and coating the tunnel. About 4,600 motorists used the tunnel daily last month. Nearby message boards will alert drivers of the closure. In other news, officials said a woman died early Sunday in southeast Dallas during a suspected carjacking. Officers responded about 1 a.m. to the 1300 block of Murdoch Road near Trinity Forest Adventure Park to a kidnapping and car accident call. When they arrived, police found a woman lying in the street and was declared dead at the scene. The victim's identity was not immediately available. A preliminary investigation found a suspect stole the victim's car, sped away with her inside, and crashed into a pole. A suspect was arrested in the case and taken to a local hospital. And a lot can change in 4 years, and there may be no area more starkly affected in Dallas than the cost of housing. An analysis by real estate and rental platform Zillow Group shows the income needed to comfortably afford a home in Dallas is up by $53,679 since January 2020. And that puts the income needed to afford a typical home, estimated at $366,690 in the North Texas metro area, at $121,398. Zillow calculates it would take about 8.3 years to save for a down payment for such a property, and a buyer could expect a mortgage of about $2,340 at current interest rates. Zillow used its home value index for its analysis and took median household income figures from the American Community Survey. For mortgage payments, Zillow included principal and interest, as well as estimated taxes and insurance for a 10% down payment. Nationwide, Zillow found home shoppers need to make more than $106,000 to afford a home, an 80% leap from 2020's $59,000 sum. Monthly mortgage payments on a typical home have doubled since 2020. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.